崇明区2018届第一次高考模拟考试英语听力部分
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Is this 4700-9248? I'm trying to reach the foreign students' living quarters.
I'm sorry. You must have dialed the wrong number.
Question.Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Two. This is Mrs. Anderson. There's no power in my house. Could you come over and fix it?
Don't worry, madam. I'll be there in a minute.
Question.What's the probable occupation of the man?
Three. I am not even going to wear a jacket today.
It has been unseasonably warm this month.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? Four.You haven't been around much lately, have you?
No. I've been away on vacation and visited my cousin in Belgium.
Question. What does the woman mean? Five. Let's try to get two seats near the stage.
Listen. We'll be lucky enough if we can get any tickets.
Question. What can be learned from the conversation? Six. Do you think you can lend me that novel when you've finished it? I can't find any copy left in bookstores.
Oh, it's not mine. It belongs to Alice. But I'll see what she says.
Question. What will the woman probably do?Seven. Where have you been? I was just about to give up on you.
Sorry, my bus was delayed. But I'm glad you were patient. It would have been hard for us to find another time to meet this week.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Eight. I've been working on this report all day.But still have 12 pages to write. I'll never get it done by tomorrow.
Oh, you weren't in class today. Actually, the deadline has been extended a week.
Question. What does the man mean?
Nine. How's the new job going?
Well...I'm getting used to lots of new things, but I wish the supervisor would give me some feedback.
Question. What does the woman mean? Ten. You wouldn't believe the line at the auto inspection center. I waited more than 2 hours.
That's what you get for waiting until the last day of the month.
Question. What does the woman mean? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice. but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Would you like to try sitting in the back seat of a car while it drives itself? This experience may not be far away. A few days ago, Alphabet's self-driving car project, Waymo, did a test successfully in the U.S. city of Phoenix. This was the first test without backup drivers in the car. The key technology used in a self-driving car is a device with a laser on the roof of the car. It allows the car to make a 3D map of the environment. It also lets the car know how far it is from other objects and people. The car also uses sensors as well as radar. This way, the car can see far enough to deal with traffic. There is a camera near the rear view mirror. It helps the car see traffic lights. And the car also has built-in GPS, which gives it an exact position. All of these technologies make the car safe on the road, according to experts. But some people still doubt whether the cars can successfully deal with emergency situations. Now listen again, please.
Would you like to try sitting in the back seat of a car while it drives itself? This experience may not be far away. A few days ago, Alphabet's self-driving car project, Waymo, did a test successfully in the U.S. city of Phoenix. This was the first test without backup drivers in the car. The key technology used in the self-driving car is a device with a laser on the roof of the car. It allows the car to make a 3D map of the environment. It also lets the car know how far it is from other objects and people. The car also uses sensors as well as radar. This way, the car can see far enough to deal with traffic. There is a camera near the rear view mirror. It helps the car see traffic lights. And the car also has built-in GPS, which gives it an exact position. All of these technologies make the car safe on the road, according to experts. But some people still doubt whether the cars can successfully deal with emergency situations.
Questions 11. What does the passage mainly want to tell us?
What makes the self-driving cars see traffic lights?
13. What can be inferred from the passage? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Cities, particularly in Europe, are increasingly taking steps against tourists. Venice, Italy, for example, is planning to forbid some large passenger ships. Barcelona, Spain, has placed restrictions on apartment rentals. The problem these cities say they are dealing with is over-tourism, too many tourists visiting at once. Jonathan Keats is the chairman of the Venice in Peril Fund, an aid and activist group. He said too many people are crowding the walkways and canals of Venice, interfering in what he calls a still living city. Anger about tourism could continue to grow as more people travel every year. the United Nations World Tourism Organization, or UNWTO, estimates tourists will take 1.8 billion trips by 2030, up from 1.2 billion in 2016. Low-cost airline tickets are helping fuel the growth in tourism numbers, along with increasing travel from China. Yet many places depend on tourism for jobs and wealth. Around 10% of GDP comes from tourism. Talat Rifai, the Secretary General of the UNWTO, said that growth is not the enemy. But he said tourism must be made sustainable and responsible to help local communities. Countries and cities are doing something to limit tourism. For example, Ecuador permits only 100,000 visitors to the Galapagos Islands each year. Other cities are urging tourists to visit less famous parts of town. Now listen again, please.
Cities, particularly in Europe, are increasingly taking steps against tourists. Venice, Italy, for example, is planning to forbid some large passenger ships. Barcelona, Spain, has placed restrictions on apartment rentals. The problem these cities say they are dealing with is over-tourism, too many tourists visiting at once. Jonathan Keats is the chairman of the Venice in Peril Fund, an aid and activist group. He said too many people are crowding the walkways and canals of Venice, interfering in what he calls a still-living city. Anger about tourism could continue to grow as more people travel every year. The United Nations World Tourism Organization, or UNWTO, estimates tourists will take 1.8 billion trips by 2030, up from 1.2 billion in 2016. Low-cost airline tickets are helping fuel the growth in tourism numbers, along with increasing travel from China. Yet many places depend on tourism for jobs and wealth. Around 10% of GDP comes from tourism. Taleb Rifai, the Secretary General of the UNWTO, said that growth is not the enemy. But he said tourism must be made sustainable and responsible to help local communities. Countries and cities are doing something to limit tourism. For example, Ecuador permits only 100,000 visitors to the Galapagos Islands each year. Other cities are urging tourists to visit less famous parts of town.
Questions. 14. What does the passage mainly tell us?
Which of the following is a reason for the rapid growth of tourism according to the passage?
What can be learned from the passage? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Hi, Daniel. Why are you laughing there?
Well, I was just thinking of what one of my students, Emma, told me this afternoon.
What's it about?
She told me about a joke that the girls played yesterday.
What happened?
You know, it was April Fool's Day yesterday. The girls wanted to play a joke on the boys, so they waited until the end of the day so that the boys couldn't take revenge. It would be too late.
What was the joke?
Emma and another girl said to one of the boys in the class that their class teacher had invited all the boys around to a dinner party that night, and that the teacher didn't have enough bowls, so all the boys should go with a bowl. And apparently this boy, he was very serious, believed it. So the boys all skipped supper that night, and at about 7 o'clock, they all turned up at the teacher's house.
Did the teacher know they were coming?
The teacher didn't know, so she opened the door and there were about 15 boys outside.
With their bowls in their hands?
Empty bowls in their hands, all asking for food. Apparently, the boys felt very stupid and they'd missed dinner, so they were all hungry, but there was no food. However, the teacher understood what had happened later and gave them some. Now listen again, please.
Hi, Daniel. Why are you laughing there?
Well, I was just thinking of what one of my students, Emma, told me this afternoon.
What's it about?
She told me about a joke that the girls played yesterday.
What happened?
You know, it was April Fool's Day yesterday. The girls wanted to play a joke on the boys, so they waited until the end of the day so that the boys couldn't take revenge. It would be too late.
What was the joke?
Emma and another girl said to one of the boys in the class that their class teacher had invited all the boys around to a dinner party that night, and that the teacher didn't have enough bowls, so all the boys should go with a bowl. And apparently this boy, he was very serious, believed it. So the boys all skipped supper that night, and at about 7 o'clock, they all turned up at the teacher's house.
Did the teacher know they were coming?
The teacher didn't know, so she opened the door, and there were about 15 boys outside.
With their bowls in their hands?
Empty bowls in their hands, all asking for food. Apparently, the boys felt very stupid, and they'd missed dinner, so they were all hungry, but there was no food. However, the teacher understood what had happened later and gave them some.
Questions. 17. Why did the girls play the joke at the end of the day?
What did the girls say about the class teacher's dinner party?
19. How might the teacher feel when she opened the door?
20. What can be learned from the conversation?
19. That's the end of the listening comprehension.